Major Webb Norplatt, I see, finished fourth place overall. Gary Norplatt, Southwest, in their third, fourth. And so not a bad meet for the girls, was it?
Not a bad meet team-wise. Yep, some bigger schools there, Gearing and Norplatt. Crete was there, too. They, I think, maybe have been a top five also. But just some teams with some overall numbers of girls. It was a good tournament, probably 15, 16 teams in total. I think I heard maybe 125, 130 girls participated. So it was a good meet to get us jump-started for the month of January.
Yeah, some medalists, I think some first, some seconds. Who had the best day for you?
Yep, we they ran three medals, so we placed three of them. We got one gold, Alexis Steinbeck. Eden McPherson was a silver medalist for us, and quite possibly the most exciting match of the evening. They did kind of a neat thing. They ran all the other matches, then they waited for the first place matches, so they ran a true championship with under the spotlight for the girls. So that was kind of fun. And Eden McPherson, we got beat, but man, it was an exciting match. Had the other girl, Norplatt girl, on her back for a little bit. Could have had her pinned, just didn't work out for us, but a really exciting match. And then Peyton Talk brought home a bronze medal for us. So three medalists yesterday. We got some other girls that performed, I thought, better. They started out maybe a little bit tentative, but as the day went on, they improved. So that's what we're looking for.
I was going to say, you had quite a few, some pickup wins to rack up that many points. You had some kids really contribute, didn't you?
Yep, we did, and that's what we want to see. We just got to get in the practice room and just take what we learn in there to competition and just keep improving.
You're going to be, of course, getting back to work here this week, and time to get the kids back after break and juggling classes and practice and getting that routine again, isn't it?
Yes, it is go time, and I don't know, I enjoy getting back to school after the break, and I would much rather have routine, normal every day, so it would be good to get back at it, and I think the girls are excited to get back in the practice room, too, and get busy, and just go to work and get better.
You're going to head to Norton for an invite coming up on Friday, and I'm sure a pretty tough field of teams down there.
Always a tough tournament in Norton. We look forward to that, as they usually say, that we take the girls to that tournament because we want to emulate a little bit the style of those Kansas girls. They're just a physical, come at you, aggressive. You better be good on your feet because they're coming at you. So we want the girls to see that, and hopefully we can take some of that in and see it, and we can resemble that a little bit too in the future.
And are you the only Nebraska team? Or are there quite a few Nebraska teams that kind of go down to this one?
You know, there has been in the past. It kind of changes a little bit each year. Norplatt has been there. They went from a boys and girls tournament on the Saturday, and they split it up to the girls on Friday and the boys on Saturday. So there's some Colorado schools, a couple there, but mostly it'll be mostly Kansas schools.